If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm good and you?
Excellent, thank you. So we're talking about smartphones replacing fancy cameras. And I think that one's been a long time coming. I know that I was down in Maboneng on Sunday, and with my Samsung, I think I took the most incredible photos. I didn't need anything more than that.
Well, that's exactly what's been happening over the last couple of years. Essentially, all smartphones look very similar. They're all glass front and back, and they all run a form of some smart operating system, be it Android or iOS. The differentiator has become very, very small in the basic operation. They've all got the same apps, and fans of Apple say they're slicker, and fans of Android say they're more customizable. But that story is not where things have gone. What has become a huge differentiator over the last year or two is very simply the camera. We're now sitting in a world where the camera itself on a smartphone has become the single, I wouldn't say the most important element, some people are not terribly fussed, but essentially the main element that you can choose between the various models and brands. And interestingly, the Chinese manufacturer Huawei, in conjunction with, I've gone completely blank here.
Not Huawei.
With Leica.
Oh,
with
right. Leica, Leica.
A nice German company, have come up with, I think, the most remarkable development in smartphones in many years. They've included a new telephoto lens that can zoom with a combination of optical, that's all the lenses, and electronic trickery, if you want to call it that, some magic in the electronics, up to 50 times. And we're talking about a smartphone that's a couple of millimeters, 8-9 millimeters thick at its absolute widest. So apart from just being that smart, it's also got four cameras on the back of the device. So computational photography and the combination of computers and smart lenses has pretty much changed the game. And you've now got a device that essentially combined with their sort of, they call it artificial intelligence, I'm going to call it smart algorithms. When you combine those two things together, you've got a device that you can easily pop out of your pocket, no matter what the light conditions are, no matter how far you want to zoom, and take the most remarkable pictures. And that is a huge advance over the last couple of years.
So what does happen to these cameras? You know, do you think that they are going to be dying out?
Well, I think there's always need for cameras where you need extremely powerful long lenses. So, for example, racing, sport, high-speed type of stuff where you really do need to have the ability to take very high resolution or photographs that are just not possible with the speeds and the sort of capabilities of a smartphone. But essentially, the mid-range, remember we used to have these small little cameras that you used to keep in your pocket that were, call them a mid-range camera that did lots of stuff that were a lot better than your smartphone. Those days, I think, are firmly and thoroughly over. There is absolutely no need for a camera of that sort.
It's really incredible. Completely off the subject, question from Jenny. A question for Stephen Ambrose. Will an Apple Watch work with any phone, or does it only have to be an iPhone?
I'm afraid Apple Watches only work with Apple phones. It's as simple as that. There's absolutely no way to connect an Apple phone to any other device other than an Apple phone.
Right.
So, no.
Yeah.
We stuck with Apple once you're in.
Well,
Apple,
that's the whole point, is once you get into there, they want you to stay within their ecosystem. So if you want to use those products, they're going to want you to stay within their system and not look elsewhere.
Well, essentially, and the same thing really goes with Android. I mean, there is ways to use your Android or Samsung phone on your Apple device, but it never works as effectively as it should, or rather as it can, if you connect it to the correct Android or Samsung device. So essentially, we have got two huge ecosystems, and you must pick your poison,
pick your one and stick to it. Yeah,
and stick to your
absolutely
stick to what you do.
Yeah, Stephen, just to come back to the cameras. There's no doubt that the cameras become more and more important. We're living in the world of selfies and Instagram and Facebook,
correct,
and the type of pictures pictures are telling a story. They're giving us a window into other people's lives, etc. Do you see this? I mean, where do they still go? These cameras. I mean, they're becoming more and more sophisticated, better and better. And what is the where does this all go?
Well, where it go? Look, we live. I think people need to understand that we're starting to live in a very high resolution world, with the whole advent of the advanced communication such as 4G, 5G, fiber. We're starting to take very high resolution very, very for granted. So 4K is becoming the norm. I know a lot of people still have HD TVs, but 4K TVs are becoming more and more common. They're starting to launch 8K TVs, not starting. They've launched 8K TVs. So the next 2-3 years, we're going to see a huge growth in even higher resolution than 4K, which is nuts. And the smartphone and the ability that the phone, the camera that you keep in your pocket, the camera that takes pictures of your life, that has developed along with it. Most of them can take 4K videos. Most of them can take ultra high resolution pictures. And obviously in conditions, and this is another feature, using really smart algorithms and technologies, they can take a tiny little camera that's on the back of your smartphone and take pictures in essentially no light. Again, Leica have done a remarkable job on the new Huawei P30. You can actually, it's more sensitive than the human eye. So in other words, you can walk into a pitch black room where you can see nothing, take a photograph with your camera and your smartphone, and guess what? You'll get a perfectly clear picture of what's in that room without any light that's visible to the human eye. So when you get into that level of capability within the context of a smart device and the need to get high resolution and everything is going visual, it just makes sense that this development will become more and more common across all the devices that we have, and you and I will just expect it. You'll pick up your phone, you'll take a picture whenever, wherever, and the resolution, the quality, and the ability to come up with that perfect picture will just become easier and easier and easier.
Absolutely incredible. It is really just something so unbelievable at the pace that this has developed. Stephen Ambrose, thank you as always for keeping us on the edge of technology. And you can, of course, hear Stephen's full hour show on Thursday at 11 a.m. It is 8:43. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem 101.9 High FM.